Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I debated all week with my colleague, Nick Wright, on First Things First, about Jordan v. LeBron. Because LeBron obviously brought up that he's the greatest player ever at the All-Star Weekend, so we debated it several times. And I taught him. I taught him lessons, and I schooled him on how, as great as LeBron is, he's second to Michael Jordan. But Isaiah Thomas, who we love, we both know well, Been on the show.
And can I say this? You know this, Chris. I trashed Michael Jordan for what he did to Zeke. Zeke belonged on the Dream Team.
Absolutely.
What he did was totally, totally wrong. And Mike should have never done that. A chance of putting all those great players on a one team at that time and to deny Isaiah that was wrong.
Yeah,
I got another issue with Isaiah, but I'm just
Isaiah Thomas, Rob, and I don't think I got to be honest. I don't think a lot of the younger people, and I'm not talking about 13-year-olds.
No.
I'm talking about younger.
They have no idea.
Writers and people that are covering the sport, but who are younger, they don't understand. Like, there is no way Isaiah Thomas should not have been on that team. Like,
no
it wasn't
way,
like,
no
it's
how,
close.
Chris. No
it could have been him or Stockton. No.
No.
Isaiah, as good as John Stockton was, and he's great, deserved Hall of Famer, top 75 team, top 50, all that. Isaiah Thomas was better, way better. I mean, Isaiah Thomas was the building block on a mini dynasty.
No doubt.
And on Chris, a team that beat Bird, Jordan, and Magic.
All in their primes, and he didn't have a top 50, a second 50 top player on his team. I mean, like, oh my God, it's ridiculous, but I do, I'm going to take Isaiah.
Well, let's hear what he said first. Here he is, Isaiah Thomas on the GOAT debate.
When you talk about he and Kareem in terms of their 20-year dominance over a sport, that is the conversation in terms of, in my opinion, who's the best to ever do it. By the time he's done playing, he may have passed Kareem. Mm-hmm. When he passes Kareem in scoring, you have to anoint him as the GOAT.
So he, if they didn't pick it up, Rob, he's that Isaiah's talking about is LeBron James. And he's saying he didn't even have Jordan in the discussion. He said it was Kareem and LeBron. And it's going to be LeBron once he passes Kareem. Your thoughts?
All right. Like I told you, here's where I part with Isaiah and Zeke, because I think it's a disingenuous conversation. And I get it. He has an axe to grind. He can't let that go. And Chris, I get it. But if you're going to have him chime in on anything like that, then you got to give the backstory and let people know. Because if you're just acting like I'm taking everything into consideration and he wronged me, but I'm not counting that, it's just, I'm sorry.
Right. It's not like you're asking Magic, even.
Right.
Right? Or Dr. J, or you're asking somebody that has an issue with Michael Jordan.
Right, who was cut deep, Chris, by Michael Jordan. So he can't give it to you. He can't be honest and straightforward in this. He has to remove himself from that conversation to be honest. And he can sit here all day in my face and say, oh, no, it has nothing to do with that. And, Chris, I won't believe him. I'm sorry. Because what Jordan did to him was the ultimate. And it was bad. And it shouldn't have happened. I get it that Isaiah is mad. He should be mad. Even Michael Jordan should have owned up to it, Chris, in the documentary. He should have. Because he was still like, oh, I don't have anything to do with that. If you want to say I did it. Come on, Mike. No. Everybody knows you had a hand in it. And he was mad because they froze him out in that All-Star game. Right, Chris?
Yep. And Isaiah denies that.
Right, but it happened. We know it happened, Chris.
Right. Nobody's owning up to anything.
This is what I'm saying. So, for Isaiah to talk about, and then he even hedges it because he's giving Kareem love because he's the all-time leading scorer now, and as soon as LeBron passes him, really? Is that's going to make the difference? You know, like, I just can't get with that. I really can't. I hear it and I kind of shut down because I don't think it's a real honest conversation because of the damage that was done in this relationship. Chris.
Look, Isaiah is beyond worthy of having his opinion. Of course, everybody can have an opinion, but
that's
Isaiah
not what I said.
Is, yeah, he is an authoritative
dude. He was
voice.
One of the greatest basketball players who ever played.
Right, and Rob, Isaiah looks at, like, I've heard him before, and I think he can make stronger arguments to where, and I agree with you, I do think his bias against Michael Jordan, that is understandable, is a big part of this.
It's
a big part of it, yeah. So there's no question about that. But I think the greatest argument for LeBron James is not he's going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
right.
the all-time scoring.
That's the argument, the most
that
points?
Doesn't, yeah, I mean, if that were the case, then we would all consider, and maybe Isaiah does right now, but we would all consider Kareem as the greatest player of all time. Kareem
Karl Malone
got
would be
more
two,
accolades
then.
than LeBron.
And Karl Malone would be two.
Yeah, right. That's a great point. So you don't just go by scoring. Like, I think, look, one of the arguments, if you want to argue LeBron is the GOAT, one of the arguments will be longevity. And because, like, he's in his 19th year putting up astronomical numbers. And so you'll be able to say he almost did it twice as long as Michael Jordan. And he'll have all these rings. He'll be the only player in the top five in scoring and assist. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. Like, that's going to be one of the huge arguments. But even in that, Rob, it can work against him because at this point, at least, he's had 18 years and only four championships.
And what if he plays till 22, Chris, the next four, right? He wants to play with Bronny, and he doesn't win again. And then you've played 22 years
right.
with four championships.
In a sport where we really grade championships big. It's not right. baseball. Yeah. Right. That's where it can work against you because Michael Jordan had 11 healthy seasons with the Bulls, and he won six championships. And even if you want to throw in the 2 years in Washington, which, yeah, technically that's on the record. So he had 13 full seasons in the NBA.
And he won almost six half championships. The time he won.
Right, he was winning. So that's where it could work against LeBron. But just I value, and I think we all do, Rob, because when you look at these debates, regardless of the sport, most times you value the peak over longevity. Like Hank Aaron, let's not consider right now Barry Bonds.
Okay.
When Hank Aaron was the home run king, was anybody robbed? Yeah, of course he's an all-time great and he's one of the handful of best players ever played.
I know what you're going to ask me.
Was anybody saying he was the best player ever or even the best home run hitter necessarily ever?
No, because and it was still Babe Ruth because he had
– right.
The home runs, Chris, per like 14.1 at-bats. He had the better ratio. And a lot of people said Willie Mays was the better all-around player like LeBron, Chris, who Willie Mays could steal bases, was a great center fielder, had right. 660 home runs. He didn't have 753, but he had 660. You know, so
yeah,
Willie Mays,
I heard more people, including my father, say Willie Mays was the best ever
yes.
over Hank Aaron,
despite the home run numbers.
Right,
and Hank Aaron never hit.
Right, not at all. But Hank Aaron never hit 50 homers in a season.
Right, he was really consistent. It was unbelievable
yes.
to be honest.
And so Babe Ruth, I think, had four or five seasons. Of 50 or more homers, and obviously the 61 or 60. Was it 60?
60, because Roger Maris had 61.
But, Hank never had over 50. So my point is that's an example of us valuing a peak. You know, Babe Ruth hit a higher level, but Hank Aaron did it for a longer time. So we're valuing peak over longevity. Another one, Rob, would be Emmitt Smith.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody... And Emmitt Smith, this takes nothing away from him. Does anybody consider him the greatest running back ever? Because he's the leading rusher
all time. See, here's the thing. He reminds me more of LeBron from this standpoint. Emmitt Smith was an all-around running back, Chris. He could catch from the backfield. He
right.
could block. He could rush, you know, the football. He could do all of those things. But if you were to start a team... 99% of the people would pick Barry Sanders first. Is that fair?
And that's just and that's just one running back.
Right. I'm just saying.
I mean, I think Walter
because they
Payton,
were playing at the
Eric
same
Dickerson,
time.
Yeah. A lot of them that people might take over that I think would take over Emmitt Smith. And again, as great as he was, but he's the all-time leading rusher. But again, nobody says he's the greatest running back we've ever seen. So that's the thing. And I've talked to Isaiah about this. Isaiah Thomas is, Rob, we know he's got the beef with Jordan, but he may really believe, I don't know, it's hard to judge.
I can't get into mind.
Because
but
of
Chris.
But he can say this. He told me he beat Michael Jordan consistently.
That doesn't mean that you still can't look at what he was able to accomplish and
but I'm just
10
saying
times scoring leader.
He may think that LeBron is better. There are those that do think that. And I just think, but though,
he's not even in the conversation with Isaiah, Chris. That's the problem I have.
Yeah,
he's
that's, not even, that's the
he's
part
not even
where
willing
you
to
know
entertain.
It's taking digs. That's
right.
Where it's
he's not
digs.
Even willing to entertain Jordan, who was 6-0. Like, not even entertain him. Come
right.
on.
That's where you know it's taking digs. But I'm just saying, Isaiah, and that's my point. Is that should be his argument? Like, if he goes on there and says, "Look, Stephen A., Jordan was phenomenal. Obviously, I know that. We played him so many years. But I used to beat him, man. Like, I can't say, like, if Isaiah said that, I can't say he's the GOAT, Stephen A., because he was on First Take when he was talking about it. Because I used to beat up on Michael Jordan as a team. Obviously, Isaiah didn't do it by himself. I mean, Jordan was putting, like, 40 on him.
Right.
But losing, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have the horses that Detroit had. But I'm just saying that's a better argument. And then you can go into other arguments for LeBron. It's just not based on if he's the all-time scoring leader. That just can't be the basis.
All
and
right.
you're right. Like, it's got to be addressed. Well, Isaiah, how much of this is your personal animus
right.
with Michael
It's got to be there. I didn't see the – I don't know if Stephen A. asked him. I don't know how – you know, was that thrown out there? And that – because I would – if we were doing the interview – and we were really having that. We'd have to throw that on the table
oh, yeah,
first.
Absolutely.
How much does this hurt you? How much does this play into the way you see him or whatever? And then go from there. And if he
right.
can make a compelling argument, I'm not saying he doesn't have a he can't make an argument, but for him to say that when Kareem gets passed in the all-time leading scorer, that's it. And LeBron, really? That's it?
Right. Right. Because okay. like you said, you could say Karl Malone was
The number
the
two
second,
all-time.
Third right. greatest player ever. Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I come to you, Pastor Chris Broussard. I know you gave a sermon last week.
This is not planned. This is not planned. I know nothing of this.
No, not at all. But I start this. I want you to listen, and I want to get your forgiveness, but I'm going to start this out. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Were you Catholic? You
weren't. No, I wasn't, but I'm stealing it. I know.
I grew up Catholic. Yes, I used to do that.
I'm Baptist, but this is a confessional. All right, so I'm gonna
give you your penance. When I hear what your issue is, I'll give you your penance, like a Catholic priest.
Exactly. And you know, the year started, and I wanted to live a clean and prosperous and life without sin. And for me, the sin that was deep in me is the spending sin. Mm. Things mattered more than friends and life and myself. I just wanted to accumulate stuff. Mm. And I kept going out and accumulating sneakers, shoes, designer jeans, $400 shirts. I said to myself, to the man upstairs, I can't live like this anymore. I need to cleanse myself. I need to get back to basics.
Thank you, Jesus!
So, Chris, you know I vowed to the Odd Couple listening audience, to you, Rob G., everybody, that I was not going to buy anything this year. I said to the man upstairs.
You did, my son. You did.
I don't need anything. I have praise everything God. I want.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything. I'm healthy. I have a great job, friends, everything, great
dear
family.
God, it's good.
I don't need anything. I just wanted to live a clean, healthy, financially fiscal, smart life.
I gave.
What?
I sinned.
Thank you, Jesus.
I get down on my hands and knees and pray for forgiveness. Please, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Today, Pastor Chris Broussard, I went to Hidden Soul.
Oh, my.
And I could not help myself. I was not going to buy any more Jordans. Obi told me, don't do it. He owns the store. He don't do it, Rob. Like a bartender refusing to serve you a drink, Chris. But I said, Obi, I have to have these.
Wow.
Red and white Jordans, the Cardinals that came out. Chris, you know which one I'm talking about?
Are those the ones Eminem wore?
Oh.
At the All-Star?
Yeah, I had to have them.
Dear God. Good.
Have you? Okay. Okay, son. Now, we going to go
praise
along
God.
With this.
Thank
since
you,
you wanted to do it in a Catholic confession.
Yes.
I've been to many of those. And it's a there's a door, like a little window.
Right.
You don't see me. I see you. You don't see me. But I'm the Father. And I need to give you your penance. So your sin, son, is that you went and you bought a pair of Jordans. So I need to give you your penance. Right?
I did today. I did.
Have you worn them yet, son?
No, I have not. I'm going to wear them tomorrow.
Do you still have the box?
Yes, I still have the box.
Let me give you your penance, son.
Oh, no.
Because you have gone astray. All right, first of all, I want you to say 10 Hail Marys.
Hail Mary. Hail Mary.
And five. No.
Hail Mary.
The whole
praise
prayer.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
And in fact, since you think it's funny, say the whole rosary. All right?
Man.
Secondly, I have gotten sources that say you do a lot more than buy sneakers. You be going to those houses of ill repute. And that is worse than buying a pair of Michael Jordan sneakers. So stop that, too. Be responsible with your money. Be a good steward of your money. And don't throw it up in the air at naked women. And then finally, send your Jordans. Put them in the box and send them to Chris Broussard.
No!
And cleanse yourself.
I gotta say thanks to Jesus. You knew I was gonna do it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sixers are up 51-46 on Minnesota. It's at okay. Minnesota. You know, so far so good. I'm going to read you a few stats. Joel Embiid, 1-for-7.
Wow.
Okay. 12.6 rebounds, and he's been doing damage from the line. He's 9-for-10 from the free throw line. But he's 1-for-7 from the floor. James Harden has 11 points. He's 3-of-5 from the floor. He's got three assists and three rebounds.
He's not chucking them up. Okay.
No. And Tyrese Maxey, they getting him involved. He's got 12 points himself, 5-of-8 from the floor. So he's taking the most shots. What's interesting to me is that they're playing Harden off the ball a lot. And
so who's handling the ball? I don't have
He's handled it some, but Maxey's handled it. And Embiid has still been out like at the top of the three-point line quite a bit. Okay. And on the perimeter quite a bit. So I think, you know, obviously Doc Rivers kind of feeling things out, but I get what he's trying to do is keep everybody involved and try to establish ball movement and not just Harden over dribbling. And again, sometimes he's handling the ball, but the challenge is Harden going to be able to like be at his best or even close in that role? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got Harden off the ball and he's not able to do the things that really make him a superstar, then are you getting the benefit of having James Harden? That's a question.
No, you're not.
Right.
Because that's not who he is. Right.
Right.
I mean, that's always the hard part, Chris, and we could go back to Westbrook. Yeah, Westbrook is nice. But then you're asking him not to be Westbrook, to do something else.
Exactly.
And
there's
and
no
that's
way
what
he
the
can be himself
is.
With the Lakers right now.
No.
There's no way. And so you're going to get a lesser Westbrook. It's just a matter of can the other two carry him. Now, Harden, I think what you got to do is keep the ball in his hands, but have him make quicker decisions. You know, like not pound it as much and dribble it as much. I think he's just got to make quicker decisions. But he's your best playmaker. He's your best passer. And if you can get him making quick decisions, then I think you know, that can be affected. But we'll see. But that's how it is. But Rob, here's the question I want to ask you. I think this time in Philadelphia with James Harden is legacy defining for him. And look, he's obviously already made top 75 and deservedly so. He is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer and deservedly so. And I think he's an all-time elite scorer and passer. One of the few guys that I think is all-time elite in both categories. You got Magic, you got Oscar Robertson, you got LeBron, you got Larry Bird. Just a very short list of guys that in my opinion, mm-hmm. have been elite at both of those things, playmaking and scoring. So in a sense, of course, his legacy is set. But Rob, when we think about Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Stockton Malone, Elgin Baylor, like, of course we give them props as the awesome players that they were, because they were. Like, Charles Barkley and all those guys were fantastic. But soon after we mention their name, Rob, I mean, sometimes it's mentioned as the greatest players never to win a ring, right?
Yep,
like,
absolutely.
That's always near the top, you know what I'm saying? That they didn't win a ring. And I think Harden obviously could be in that group, but it could be even worse if he doesn't win it. Because and I'm going to give you three reasons why, and then I'll turn the floor over to you. Number one, he played with so many great players. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and I get it was short, but still, they played with him, and he forced his way out. So Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Dwight Howard in his prime, and now it'll be Joel Embiid. That's a lot of Hall of Famers that you got to play with and still couldn't deliver a ring. Number two, we've seen Harden falter in big moments. Rob, in his last 8 elimination games, he's 1-7. He shot 39% from the floor, 23% from three, and averaged 6 turnovers a game.
And it's had some real stinkers in those games.
Oh,
some
a 12-turnover game, a 2-for-10 or 2-for-11 game against San Antonio. Like, I don't care if you go 2-for-28, but when you're the guy, you got to shoot more than 11 times. And that showed he just kind of froze up. And so there's that. And then the third thing is the fact that he sulked and pouted his way out of two situations. One of them, when you had Kevin Durant.
Right.
Like, if I'm James Harden, and I'm one of the best players to ever lace him up, and I look across the locker room, and I see Kevin Durant, I think we got a chance.
That's the way I look at it, too.
Absolutely. Like, I get it. You miss Kyrie. I wanted Kyrie back and all that. But if I see him and I know what I can do, I think we got a chance.
And Chris, I think he was short-sighted. And if he just read the tea leaves, you know, the last 6 weeks or whatever, things have improved in the country with the COVID, Chris. Do you remember what it was around Christmas and after Christmas and the New Year?
Yep.
It was bad. I'm telling you,
I think he jumped ship too quick.
Right?
He's like in a good situation, but I think he was in a better one.
Right, but he didn't read the tea leaves. Like, this was going to get better, not worse, and it was getting better before he went into his funk and decided that this was it. I'm with you. This is important for him, not just because he didn't win. The potential of not winning, Chris, is because of the behavior of how he got out of these situations.
Mm.
And when you do that, and just say, like, his worst case scenario is that the Nets win a championship with Ben Simmons. Like, that's his worst case scenario. And they don't
win. Never wins one, right.
Exactly. That would be, like, the worst.
You're right.
So that's on the table. And if he wins, all bets are off. Then he cements himself. He's good to go.
Right.
But he's got to win. Otherwise, people will look at him. And your other point about all the great players that he played with is legit. There aren't that many guys who have played with that many talented players of that caliber. I mean, it just hadn't happened.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things, Rob, and I don't think, Rob, I feel like as time goes on, Patrick Ewing's, he's obviously his legacy. He's a Hall of Famer, all that, top 50, top 75. But I do feel like people don't really understand how great he was.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, the more we get away from it, the lower he drops in the center rankings and all that stuff. And people
Patrick Ewing was phenomenal, Chris. And I got a chance to cover him when I covered the Knicks up close. So, you know what I mean? Like, I had a bird's eye view every night.
And what you also know then, Rob, and I put this on the Knicks because we know they haven't won a title since 1973. They never put a perennial all-star around Patrick Ewing when he was at his best. Never.
And you got,
they
Chris,
brought Sprewell, Latrell Sprewell, and Allen Houston later.
Right.
And he got hurt, unfortunately. And then, you know, so he never really got to play with them at his best.
Chris,
and so,
think about
this.
You
know, this. Oakley, we love Oak, but Oak was limited.
Right.
John Starks was freaking bagging groceries. He was their second best player at one point.
Anthony Mason was bouncing around all these different teams, and then he came and became something, you know, with the Knicks and Riley using him. But you're right. If you look at the rosters that were around, even when they got Rolando Blackman and Derek Harper, this is at the end of their careers.
Yep.
And there was a chance. I remember the one where they tried to get Isaiah, and he refused to go. You remember, Chris?
Do you remember, was Detroit done?
Yeah, they were done. It was near the end of Isaiah's career, but they wanted to bring
him. Well, he probably wouldn't have been able to help him as much either.
Right, but they just figured, like, hey, you could go. And I remember distinctly him saying, that's Patrick Ewing's team. I'm not going to New York.
Right.
And that was it.
That's the difference back then, right?
Yep.
That's how it was. Everybody had their team. And that's why, like, all this, oh, Jordan never beat a super team. There weren't. The 80s had super teams, and obviously they came later. But during the 90s, man, it was everybody had their crew.
Yep.
Barkley had Phoenix, right? Ewing had New York. Jordan had Chicago.
Reggie had Indiana.
Isaiah had Detroit. Yep. Reggie had Indiana. Drexler had Portland. Like, that's how it was. And Jordan was the one. You know, and yeah, Pippen was good. And we're not taking a break from Pippen. But all this, you know, Jordan was stacked. Stop it.
He was not stacked with Bill Cartwright.
He wasn't stacked more than anybody else. But yeah, so I'm with you, Rob. You know, it's big for James Harden.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.